This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How long have we waited for this day to be here? Tomorrow, Election Day, is the program today of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It's day 89 of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest situation, and there were protests, illegal, lawless protests over the weekend again by the eco-terrorists. We'll have an update for you. Burning, by the way, a land. Burning land. Why would eco-terrorists burn land? I don't get that. Lieutenant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol with an update. We'll tell you about that coming up. Finish our Measure 5 debate. The Democratic candidate for Governor Marvin Nelson. The Libertarian Party candidate for Governor Marty Ryskey. The North Dakota Supreme Court candidates in a debate right here on the program, and much, much more. But as to this day is the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, who joins us to start the program on the big story of the day, whether or not Donald J. Trump will be elected president tomorrow. Mr. Speaker, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Fantastic. And I have to start with an attaboy. Congratulations on showing Chuck Todd a thing or two yesterday on Meet the Press. That was nothing short of art. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I just think that we need to have more conservatives to speak up and don't allow the media to distort the facts and misrepresent what's going on.
No, it really is. It gets really frustrating. I have a hard time watching the Sunday shows because they're so biased. I know you know our Congressman Kevin Cramer from North Dakota. He wrote a letter last week to the heads of the networks, NBC, Fox, CBS, and Disney, and said, you know, as a member of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, with the Subcommittee of Communications and Technology and Oversight of the FCC, I think it's time we take a look at what you're doing with the public spectrum. Is that the way to handle this? I mean, the media seems to have gone off the charts nuts against Donald Trump. Is that a good approach that Congressman Cramer's after there?
Well, I think it's fair to go to ask the whole question about the fairness doctrine and the whole question of the way these, you know, when 96% of the money given by the news media goes to Hillary Clinton, and when they spend 23 minutes attacking Trump on one particular day and 57 seconds on Hillary, I mean, that's a level of bias that's so grotesque. You have to wonder about these giant corporate conglomerates. And I do think it's fair to ask the question, you know, how do we think about the news media in an era when it's really the propaganda media? It's not news media. It's just pure propaganda.
Yeah, as you say, the 57-second analogy is a good one because they are ignoring FBI investigations as an example and so many things that are not getting the attention. The WikiLeaks, a prime example, every single day is a treasure trove of just, you know, deceit and dishonesty and sometimes flat-out lawlessness. What do you make of the latest, by the way, that we know that she was asking her maid to print out, you know, classified information? You just can't
well,
even...
That's the sort of thing that makes Jim Comey's comments on Sunday seem almost deranged. It's clearly, on the face of it, a violation of federal law to have people who do not have security clearance handling the classified material. And it's quite clear, at least nobody has yet argued, that her maid has security clearance. And it's just one more example. The Clintons believe that there is no law for them. They do whatever they want to do. They can get away with it. They can stonewall the rest of us. And frankly, the truth is, up till now, they've succeeded. I mean, tomorrow's a really great test for the American people. Are we really prepared to put in office somebody who is so deeply dishonest and who is so deeply corrupt and who is so deeply failing to meet the national security requirements of the United States? I think it's a very serious test of the nature of America today.
Let's talk about the Jim Comey thing for a moment. What do you make of that? I mean, a year to get through 55,000 emails, 10 days to get through 650,000 doesn't pass the smell test. Is this a fear of, oh, no, if we don't do something to go the other way, we'll look to have affected the election? Is this a political decision? What do you make of it?
Look, I assume it's the Attorney General applying enormous pressure to it. The Attorney General was picked to be U.S. Attorney by Bill Clinton. She had a secret meeting with Bill Clinton in an airplane the week that his wife was supposed to be interrogated. She was deeply opposed to what Comey did the other day when he announced that they were reopening all this. But you can't make any sense out of it. No, this is the worst example for the FBI in the history of the Bureau, and it weakens the entire prestige of the FBI. And no serious person thinks that it has any meaning except that the corruption just keeps extending it. Corruption is like a cancer. If you don't cut it out, it just grows and grows and grows.
So some people, because of that decision yesterday, seem to be a little off their game a little bit. A lot of momentum had been going Trump's way. That decision, at least for some Trump supporters, causing some fear that, wait a minute here. What impact do you see it having on the race?
I mean, there's almost no effect. I think it probably makes the Trump supporters so angry that it increases the likelihood they will turn out. And I don't think the people who are still undecided are in the end either not going to vote or they're going to vote for Trump. They've had 42 years to get to know Hillary Clinton. If they haven't figured out by now they want Hillary Clinton, that's because they really don't want Hillary Clinton. And what Trump has to do in this last 24 hours is reassure them that he's capable of being president. And I think if he does that he will be very effective.
Yeah, so the capable question, do you think that's his biggest vulnerability right now? People, those at least are kind of swaying back and forth or sitting there trying to assess, is this guy up to the job? Is that, you believe, their question?
Yeah,
asking?
I think the presidency is a unique test. The presidency is nuclear weapons. The presidency is leading the entire country. The presidency is the power of life and death. People have a very high standard for whether or not you're capable of doing it. You know, when Reagan crossed that test in 1980, he went from virtually tied with Jimmy Carter to an 11-point lead in 3 days. And they only had one debate. It was 1 week before the election. And once people figured out that Reagan was competent, it was over. And I think what you've seen in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Florida, is a steady migration towards Trump. And I think he's actually in much better shape than the polls indicate, because I think the polls are profoundly wrong in how they're approaching this election.
Yeah, the polls have changed dramatically from 2 weeks ago to where they are at today. When you lay your head on the pillow tonight, are you going to do so with great confidence that he's going to win?
Well, I wouldn't say great confidence. I think the odds are in two out of three futures, Trump wins. And then in one out of three, Hillary Clinton wins. And I've been through enough elections in my career. I look forward to the first couple of precincts because, in the end, this is about the American people. I mean, the folks who are listening to us all over the Dakotas, they get to decide that we're not Cuba. We're not Russia. We're not China. Part of the noise of the system is the Americans are out here trying to pick a new leader. And until you see them actually vote and you see what the turnout is like, you don't know anything. I mean, is Hillary, for example, inspiring African-Americans in Milwaukee to vote? If she's not, she's going to lose Wisconsin. Is she inspiring young millennials who are for Bernie Sanders in Madison, Wisconsin, to vote? If she's not, she's going to lose Wisconsin. So I don't care what the polls tell me. I want to know not what does somebody say when they get telephoned. Are they prepared to get up, go to a poll, stand in line for an hour, and cast their ballot? And Trump clearly has a huge advantage in intensity over Hillary Clinton.
Minnesota is a big part of our audience, and obviously Western Minnesota has always been pretty red, but obviously Donald Trump there yesterday on the eve of this election raised a lot of eyebrows. What do they see in Minnesota?
They think the race is within 3 points, and I was one of the first people. Barry Castleman, who lives down in the cities, sent me a note and pointed out that the Secretary of State, for the first time ever, had organized mock elections in the high schools. 77,000 Minnesota high school students voted. Trump beat Clinton in Minnesota among young people. And I think at that point people sat up and said, oh, something's going on we don't understand. And you may well remember they once elected a governor in the last couple of days who nobody thought was capable of winning. I think that many things can happen in Minnesota. It's a state that is quite prone to doing unusual things. So I think they saw an opportunity. Are they going to win there? I don't know. They're certainly much closer than anybody thought possible a month ago. And they got a shot at him. He got a very good crowd. And he at least visited. I don't think Hillary's been in Minnesota at all. So it's just interesting to watch.
Saturday, I was down in the Twin Cities, big hockey series with the University of North Dakota taking on the University of Minnesota. Our youngest daughter, who's 13, wanted to go to the Mall of America. I'd rather poke needles in my eyes, but because she wanted to go, I did it. But I did it with a Make America Great hat on, Make America Great Again hat, and a Trump T-shirt. I want to do my own little experiment, okay, what kind of reaction I'd get on a busy Saturday. We were there from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. I had three dirty looks with tens of thousands of people at the mall, and I had dozens of people come up, give me thumbs up, way to go, I'm with you, can't wait, is our man going to win, what's going to happen? It was unbelievable. You know, that's at the Mall of America. So, I mean, there's just a little anecdotal thing. I think there's a reason that he was here. We'll take a short break, come back with more with Speaker Gingrich. Barack Obama encouraging illegals to vote. What do you make of that? We'll ask the speaker. We'll talk about the future of the Republican Party. And we'll talk to Calista Gingrich about her book, Hail to the Chief. Come on up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. Call Brent or Deanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery auctions include farm retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota, featuring John Deere and Case IH tractors and combines with low hours, semis, grain trailers, and quality tillage, spraying, and planting equipment. For complete information on these exceptional machinery auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Veterans make incredible employees. Business owners, human resource professionals, recruiters, decision makers in the hiring process, managers, it's time to take a good hard look at your team. Are there enough veterans on that team? Are you looking for people? Hire veterans. We're coming together as a group to share best practices to collaborate on tapping into the talent of veterans. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. It's free. Congressman Kevin Cramer is keynoting the event. Sign up now at eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com, search Veteran Friendly Employer Summit. This special event brought to you by Fortis Energy, Frack Shack America, Fuel on the Fly, Weatherford, Blaze Energy, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Polar Service Center, and Cognizant. Don't miss this event tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. The Fortis Energy 2016 Veterans Employer Summit, tomorrow on the campus of Minot State University. Join us.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind today, brought to you by North Dakota Oil Can. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Great Facebook page, too. More with Speaker Newt Gingrich with us as we assess the final hours of this big election. And emailer says, thank you for always bringing logic and reason to the debate, Mr. Speaker. I hope to have an opportunity to vote for you in the future. So one of your supporters out there. And we should remind folks that the speaker has written a new book called Treason. You're trying to scare us, aren't you?
Well, I'm just trying to tell the truth that we have to worry about ISIS and similar groups penetrating Washington and having people who pretend to be loyal Americans while they're actually working for the terrorists. And we certainly had that in the Soviet era. We had up to 500 Soviet agents in the federal government in the 1940s. And we've, of course, had people as high up as the head of counterintelligence for the FBI, who for 20 years was a Soviet agent. So it's not crazy to think you could have terrorists also penetrate the American system.
It's good to be scared once in a while and awakened and on your best, I mean, really. And so I'm glad you wrote the book, no question about it. We're going to talk to another author in the family in a moment here. A couple of the things I want to ask you about. One is President Obama did an interview over the weekend in which, you correct me if I'm wrong, sounds to me like he's encouraging illegals to vote. Strange question, even stranger answer. Listen to this in your session.
Of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true.
Okay.
And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
Sounds to me like he's saying, don't worry about it, illegals, go and vote.
You know, it's almost impossible to believe that Barack Obama taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago. You do not become a citizen by being productive. You become a citizen by going through a legal process which makes you a citizen. His whole answer was nonsense. It's typical of the left, who I think would love to drown the American system. This is why Hillary said her dream was of open borders with all of Latin America, so 600 million people could decide to migrate to the U.S. You know, they cannot create a radical America without somehow changing all of the rules, and that's exactly what the president's talking about.
I want to talk a little bit, well, I will defer to this listener. Maria says, I heard from a friend that early voting looks horrible for Trump. Is that true? Please ask the speaker.
No, and I don't know of any place in the country that that's true. Almost everywhere, we are doing better than we did in 2012, and almost everywhere, the Democrats are doing worse. In some states, the difference is huge. I think in Florida, it's 150,000 vote difference. In Iowa, we're dramatically better off. In North Carolina, we're dramatically better off. So I think, the elite news media is doing everything it can to get people worried about what's going to happen. But I point out to people, Nate Silver, who they used to respect when he said what they wanted him to, just came out this morning and said he thinks the odds are that Trump will carry Florida. That's not what you're going to see on page one of the New York Times today or tomorrow. But I think if you're seeing again and again in North Carolina, you're seeing it in Michigan, you're seeing it in Pennsylvania, there's a steady increase in support for Trump, and I think that's going to continue. As you were saying about Minnesota, who would ever have dreamed that there was even an outside chance of a conservative like Trump carrying Minnesota? But clearly there's now an outside chance of him doing that, and if Minnesota's in play, everything's in play.
One last quick question, then we'll have you switch the phone to Kalista there and talk about those books. The future, if Trump wins tomorrow, what does the future of the Republican Party look like? Will it in the end be the best thing that ever happened to it?
Well, I think the future of the Republican Party will be to be an extraordinarily aggressive reform party that wants to drain the swamp and clean up Washington, and that wants a foreign policy that represents America rather than representing the world. And I think those are healthy things. I think he won the nomination because the Republican base, the hardworking citizens all across the country felt that their party leadership wasn't getting the message, and they wanted somebody who was tough and strong who would change all that.
We look forward to it. Mr. Speaker, thanks. Look forward to having you back. Is Kalista near you there?
She is right here.
All right. Kalista Gingrich is the wife of the Speaker Newt Gingrich and extraordinary author of a couple of books, Ellis the Elephant and Hail to the Chief. These are great books for the kids. How are you, Kalista?
I'm just great. Thank you for having us this morning. Hail to the Chief is indeed the sixth volume in my Ellis the Elephant series. And this is a series that offers a guided tour of American history for 4 to 8 year olds. And in my new book, Ellis meets some of America's greatest presidents and discovers how they've led our country throughout American history. And tomorrow we'll choose our 45th president. And it's so important for our young people to understand what the presidency means. And to do so, they need to learn about our greatest president. And Hail to the Chief will help them do just that.
Yeah, I mean, good point, because the kids are sort of almost bystanders in this, right? I mean, mom and dad all wrapped up in it, watching everything on TV, consuming everything on the radio, and it could be a little bit confusing for the kids. Better to get them schooled up on it and involved in it and part of the process, right?
Yep, absolutely. We're watching really one of the most divisive campaigns in our nation's history, and it's so important that our kids learn about the positive accomplishments and the unique characteristics of our greatest president. And we might even encourage them to aspire to public service.
So in Hail to the Chief, as you say, the sixth volume of the series of Ellis the Elephant, what are you most proud of here, of the lesson that comes across?
Well, in Hail to the Chief, Ellis meets 13 of our nation's most important and influential presidents, including our first president, George Washington. And Washington really defined what it meant to be president of the United States. And he helped ensure that our young nation survived and established the pattern for future presidents to govern. And it's so important for our kids to learn about some of our founders. You know, without Washington's character, leadership, and conviction that the Constitution and the Declaration had to be defended, the American experiment might well have failed. And it's important that our kids learn our American history. Unfortunately, today, many of them aren't. Many of our schools are failing to teach our history, including our founding principles and values, and instead teaching revisionist and politically correct history. Today, a majority of fourth graders can't identify a photo of Abraham Lincoln and say why he was important. So we have some work to do, and we owe it to our kids to give them the tools they need at a very early age so they can begin to appreciate the greatness of this nation.
You know, you're so right, because the biggest threat really to our whole Constitution, country, everything that these founding fathers stood for is ignorance, right? And just a total apathy and, you know, I don't know and I don't care. And so the public schools don't do this well enough, do they, Kalista?
They do not, unfortunately. And studying our history is so important because it encourages our patriotism. It teaches us the key lessons about being American. And it really helps us better understand who we are. So I really hope that my book, Hail to the Chief, and my entire series will help our children learn about our history and will appeal to many American families.
Well, we appreciate everything you do, and Newt as well. You guys are tireless, never stop, out there all the time. So I appreciate that very much, and congrats on this effort as well and educating those youngsters about the importance of this. Thanks, Kalista. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you both. Appreciate it very much. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, his wife Kalista, authors Treason for Newt, and this latest in the Ellis the Elephant series for Kalista, Hail to the Chief. Back with more on What's on Your Mind after this, folks. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Hi. Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Bismarck, and I can sum up in one word why I already voted for Trump. Hillary. You guys have a great day. God bless America. Vote Trump 2016. Thank you.
Well, there you go. I think there's a lot of reasons, and by the way, we were honored that so many of you took the time Friday to tell us why you were voting for Trump or Hillary. We did find another Hillary voter. I'll try and get in here before the end of the day. But that call from Fred, who'd already voted, is the lucky winner. And so he's getting a delivered sign to his door, right to his front door, as a matter of fact, with the Trump sign. Now, Todd, I believe I said I would deliver the sign. I thought I'd up the ante a little bit since Fred was so succinct with that. And guess who's going to deliver the sign to his front door? Any ideas, Todd? Same one that delivered a sign personally to your front door.
Oh, really? Yeah. One, yeah. Kevin Cramer.
Yes, Congressman Kevin Cramer, who is my source of Trump signs, just so you know. He's the guy. And so, Fred, we wanted you to have that sign up for more of Election Day than possible. We have some other runner-ups in Minnesota, and I think I'll run those over there because they're important votes, too. But way to go, Fred, in Bismarck, winner of our fun little contest there. We have a lot to do today on our final day before Election Day. Tomorrow we do no election-related conversation. In other words, not vote for this candidate, that candidate, let anybody stump. We just don't do it. Never have. We will talk about more big picture. I have some things I want to chat about. Somebody called last week and wanted to know about the Electoral College, and we're going to do a little segment on that. You know, do we elect the president in the best way, in the way the founders envisioned? But today is it for candidates. And I think I told you earlier, we did not get a chance to spend as much time with all the candidates that we normally would have, but for the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, it really took up a lot of time because it's a big news story. We asked Myra Nelson, the Democratic Party candidate, to join us today. He's going to join us. Also, I had an interview before the program with Marty Riske. He's the Libertarian Party candidate. And we asked Marty, if elected, to pick one thing that he would do, he would implement to bring the most change to state government. Here's what he told us.
It would be to independently audit the state government. I believe that there are hundreds of millions of dollars pouring through cracks of our state government that go unattended. The nonprofit organizations that I've been a member of always had the independent audits, even when we had our own auditor, and that's the way state government should be run. They are a nonprofit also. The only difference is we are forced to contribute. Therefore, we have to put up with whatever they come up with.
All right, that's Marty Risky. More with him a little later on throughout the program today on What's on Your Mind. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome as always at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're brought to you today by High Plains Apache. They are not some other sprayer company. They are the sprayer company that the other folks are always talking about. Did you know that Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system? So you select your droplet size and keep it throughout the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Really great on windy days, and we have a lot of those around here. So, you know, we know you work hard for your money. And when you spend a buck, you expect to get the most for your time, for your energy, for your money. High Plains Apache respects that, and they work hard to earn your business. And the Apache sprayer works hard for you. And when you get right down to it, it's the businessman sprayer. Incredible resale value, great bargain, best warranty, proven to work as hard as you do, and a support team to back it up. Find them in Mandan across from Bonanza at 1701 East Side Court or Exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier, and tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Last week, we did a Measure 5 debate, and we honestly just didn't finish. We had a lot of calls, a lot of questions, a lot of comments. We didn't get to all of you. And I have some of the leftover questions that came in by text, which are always welcome at 701-226-8503, but we'd also welcome your calls for our guests related to Measure number 5 on the program today. Back with us is Ray Morgan, chairman of the North Dakotans for Compassionate Care, and Dr. Joan Connell, president of the 6th District of the North Dakota Medical Association, past president of the North Dakota chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Our audience, probably more questions on this issue and more back and forth on this issue than many others. There's been a few on the issues, but been pretty amazing. So we wanted to give this one final chance here today on the program. Ray, welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me aboard today.
You bet. And Joan, nice to have you as well.
Thank you so much. Nice to visit with both you and Ray.
All right, before I go to some of the calls and texts that came in before and see if any others come up, folks, we only have about 6-7 minutes for this, so if you do have questions, now's the time to get them in. Any particular issue that either of you want to address that you hear a lot that you don't feel is fair or that maybe people are considering that they should have more facts on? Ray, I'd start with you. Anything that that you think needs to be addressed in the way of a story that's sort of out there?
Well, yeah, there is one thing, Scott. You know, last week you had said you hadn't made up your mind about Measure 5, and I assume a lot of the other listeners are in the same boat. You know, and if that's the case, you have to ask yourself, is medical cannabis a medicine or marijuana a medicine? You know, if you answer no, I'd offer you this fact that some 1.25 million Americans are safely taking medical cannabis recommended by thousands of doctors in 25 states where cannabis is a medicine. No amount of fear-mongering and misinformation can change that fact. Now, if you agree marijuana does have medical properties and should be recommended by medical professionals, then you have to ask yourself, is Measure 5 the right way to go? To this we say, the North Dakota Compassionate Care Act is 34 pages of procedures, regulations for monitoring, inventorying, dispensing, and cultivation and growing of marijuana to be regulated by the North Dakota Department of Health. We certainly could have made this measure much longer, but we didn't want to tie the hands of the legislatures who are allowed to make changes to this measure. So that's kind of where we're sitting at.
All right. Dr. Connell, anything you want to address that is out there?
Yes, well, I just want to make a brief comment to what Ray discussed. And I just want to make it clear that everybody understands that when a measure is voted into law, it takes a supermajority for the legislature to make changes for the first 7 years that the measure has become a law. So that's pretty binding and pretty restrictive. And I think I can't disagree with what Ray said was in those 34 pages. However, what was not in those 34 pages was anything to do with having any centralized place to collect information to prove that it's safe, which is a problem with some of the state laws, not all of the state laws. Minnesota's medical marijuana law doesn't allow any kind of cannabis. It has oral and vaporized forms of three types of cannabis.
I've got to say something about this. Joan, if you folks would have read the measure in Section 8H of Measure 5, we address packaging, labeling requirements, and additional regulations could be set forth by the Department of Health. So, you know, there, you can scatter all of the misinformation you want around. It's pretty concise and pretty consistent that we've written a well-regulated measure.
Let me ask a couple questions that have come in here. I'll start with you for this one, Ray, on the pro-Measure 5 side. What assurances do you have this measure won't become a recreational use in the future, says Dan and Dickinson?
I saw that, and, you know, it would take a vote of the people, obviously, or the legislature, but, you know, there's no way that we can assure that that's going to happen, but I don't think that the voters of North Dakota are ready for recreational marijuana at this point in time.
All right, Dr. Connell, here's one. Says, please listen to me on this one. June 1, 2015, I had cancer surgery. Following that surgery, the scar tissue has crushed my pelvis nerves. I'm one of the unlucky ones diagnosed with something I can't pronounce. Pedal neuralgia. It's like 1 in 100,000 get it. Doctors don't know much about it. Imagine sitting on a red-hot rebar 24/7, 365, constant pain. If you don't walk in my shoes, don't take medical marijuana away from my pain relief toolbox. I could buy illegals if I wanted, but choose not to. Give me another option. What do you say to that?
Well, I appreciate this person sharing their story very much because that's a real story. And the good news is medications like Sativex, which is a combination of THC and cannabidiol, are in phase 3 clinical trials currently. And then this patient who has excruciating pain would be allowed to have medications that have been tested and reliable. And if something doesn't go right, he'll be able to have some recourse into how to respond to that. With medical marijuana that's available, if there's an abrupt change in the concentration of the plant that he's ingesting, what is this patient's recourse?
Ray, a question for you. Why can't it just be a pill or oil only? People are going to be tempted to take the marijuana and use it recreationally.
You know, I would maybe tend to agree that they might be... That we could have limited it, but you know, the thing that you have, Scott, is no matter, you know, as far if you're in pain, if you have epilepsy or your children have epilepsy, if you're a cancer patient that's recovering from chemotherapy, are you going to jeopardize your licensed medical cannabis patient status to promote recreational marijuana? I don't think so. I know when I had my back pain, I would not have done anything like that. And I think 99% of North Dakota patients would be the same way. They're not going to jeopardize their registration and licensing to be a medical cannabis patient.
Our guest today from both sides of Measure Number 5, final arguments here. We're going to take a quick break and come back and give them a chance to make their final arguments. Any questions or comments you have, we'll have time for maybe one more question when we come back. So stay tuned for that short ad. Here's a texter on a completely different topic. We'll be talking about more, no doubt, after this election. I've heard the line that Standing Rock was offered millions to have the pipeline go through the reservation, but they wanted more money than was offered. Is there any credibility to this or any sources for this claim? I'm so fed up with this protest. The time for a peaceful protest should have happened 2 years ago during the regulatory hearings. Now, when the full legal process has happened and the pipeline has been approved, if this question is above is true, it truly would paint the complete picture that their main concern is not about clean water. I have asked that question, and I can't find any validity did to it. So I don't believe that the particular story is true, but your later point is certainly a good one. Why not later? Why now for the protest? And they do continue and did over the weekend. More after this.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing NDSC's HeartSafe program.
It is a program in partnership with the Bismarck and Mandan Fire Departments, and we're also partnered with CENCOM, our 911 system. And what we do is when the fire department goes in to do their inspection every year, they look to see if they have an AED. They ask if they have people trained on their AED, so if they have at least two people trained, and then also that they have it on a monthly check. Having them in public places is really important. National stat is that we should have one AED for every 1,000 people that we have in the state. And currently in the Bismarck and Mandan area, we have over 200 AEDs registered at 100 locations. So not nearly enough that are registered with us.
For more information on HeartSafe or to register an AED, visit heartsafend.org. That's heartsafend.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is on. Hello, folks. I'm Scott Hannon. What's on your mind? That's what we want to know. 800-228-0550. Is it measure number 5? You're trying to decide which way you want to vote. We're going to wrap up that debate in just a moment, give you everything you need. All the other measures we, of course, hosted the debate for last week on What's on Your Mind. You've heard from the candidates. We got a few more to go, including Marty Risky, who's a Libertarian Party candidate for governor in North Dakota. And he says the one issue he'd pick that he thinks would bring the most change to state government would be big-time independent audits of everything in state government. So he said, well, what do you think you'd find? What is the low-hanging fruit that would be there for true reform as it pertains to state spending in North Dakota from these audits? Here's his answer.
When you do the performance audit along with the numbers audit, you're going to find a lot of people occupying desks that literally have almost nothing to do. You know, the whole source of government is that to gain more power in government, you get bigger. That's the idea. You have 100 employees instead of 10 employees. And so there's a lot of padding going on, nepotism, I owe you a favor, a political favor. There's all kinds of settings for having unnecessary employees.
Quite the strong allegation and charge from the Libertarian Party candidate Marty Riske there. Marvin Nelson, the Democratic Party candidate, in just a little bit. Your questions welcome for him as well on What's on Your Mind. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at NorthDakotaFlagpoleGuy.com. That is a great website. NDFlagpoleGuy.com. That's the actual website. The North Dakota Flagpole Guy is a fellow by the name of Jim Swardot. And we've had Jim on the program a number of times. I tell you what, he really is doing a wonderful job of going to every corner in North Dakota and helping people represent their individuality with the colors. On a campaign to promote American values and traditions, installing across the state of North Dakota as many flags as humanly possible, and they've been on a tear heading up to Election Day. So give him a call, get on the schedule. He's traveling across the state. He'll be there. A lot of businesses doing this, a lot of schools doing this, a lot of businesses doing this, and they know North Dakota weather. So they're engineered for the environment, the size, the number of flags flying on the pole, the whole deal, engineered for our wind speeds. Call them, 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Okay, back to our conversation now with our two guests related to the Measure 5 debate. In favor of a Measure 5 yes vote tomorrow is Ray Morgan, chair of the North Dakotans for Compassion and Care, and Dr. Joan Connell, president of the 6th District of the North Dakota Medical Association, past president of the North Dakota chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Last question for each of you, and then some closing arguments here quickly, if you would. Ask the doctor, says a texter, how much money, directly or indirectly, she receives from Big Pharma for her stance on Measure 5. Her answers or responses are irrelevant. The relevant fact is that Big Pharma owns the AMA and all medical doctors. Is that accurate?
There's a lot of anger behind that statement, isn't there? The Big Pharma does not own me. I pride myself in minimizing medication prescription of antibiotics, and I can't remember, to be honest with you, the last time I prescribed a narcotic. So aside from being completely inaccurate, I guess I'd like to throw that back at Ray, because I'm curious about his recent contribution to his campaign and if that's big marijuana.
Ray,
what was that?
Well, she's saying that the integrity of their campaign is being questioned. So she's saying, well, where did your big contribution come from?
We got a $15,000 contribution. I can't remember the name of the organization, but, I don't think it had anything to do with recreational marijuana. It was just an effort by one of the organizations in the United States that gave a little tiny bit of money to our effort here in the States.
Yeah, my preference is that rather than questioning the integrity of somebody or an organization, it's best just to judge these things on the merits. That's the best way to go. Give me your best 30 seconds on why folks should vote yes tomorrow. And obviously that goes to you, Ray.
We believe that marijuana is a gateway medicine back to a normal and productive life for hundreds and thousands of North Dakotans. We believe that the patients, their families, and medical professionals should be allowed to discuss medical cannabis as an alternative treatment to opioids and other prescription drugs. That need is urgent for many, and we need a yes vote today and tomorrow.
All right. And Dr. Connell, a no vote, why?
North Dakotans, I'm asking you to put the patient first. Patients and their families deserve reliable medications that have been well studied. They deserve to know what to expect from the medication. They deserve to have some recourse if their expectations aren't met. Marijuana with Measure 5 does not give patients any of those things that are basic rights for a patient.
All right. I would say, folks, this is a problem that definitely needs our attention. There's no doubt about it. I have unending empathy, as I know Dr. Connell does and others as well, for the stories that you're hearing about this. I don't think this solution is the answer, because there's just too many questions there. So I'm going to end up being a no vote on it. But I will tell you, it's one you got to think long and hard about, especially if you know some folks struggling through this. Thank you both. Appreciate you joining us not once but twice on the program.
On Facebook.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Have I got a deal for you from Titan Outlet Store. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hammond. Check out this 2013 new Case IH 1255 planner. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, drive clutch, bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute, fertilizer with a tank bulk fill on it, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Check it out at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save 11%.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.